The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Brian Davids from the Film Schlubs podcast, and I'm back with another Leftovers Thought of the Week. Well, even though we just enjoyed yet another unbelievable Matt episode, I want to take this opportunity to talk about Lori. But before I get to her, I just want to say that while I love the Matt Jameson and David Burton showdown, I was a little disappointed that Kevin may not get a chance to see the man on the bridge or the man at the karaoke bar again, whom we now know as David Burton. But then I remembered it's The Leftovers. Kevin can still encounter David Burton in the other place should he go back there, especially now that David Burton is dead. For the time being, anyway. And since Kevin encountered David Burton during his two previous trips to the other place, does that suggest that David Burton has also died multiple times like Kevin has? But let's get to Lori. Throughout this season, I've been wondering who the antagonist is. In season 2, it started out as John Murphy before evolving into Meg and her extremist GR movement. Of course, Patty, as Kevin's internal antagonist, cannot be overlooked either. But once Meg and her GR movement were obliterated from the face of the earth in the opening moments of the season 3 premiere, it's been a valid question ever since as to who is this year's direct antagonist. But once I saw 304, I started to get a sense that it could be Lori. And Matt's episode, 305, has only added more fuel to the fire. Throughout this season, Lori has been wearing the color red, a color I've talked about a lot lately, as it can mean danger, fire, the blood of Christ, sin, among many other things. In pop culture, red is often worn by villains or antagonists to some extent. Darth Vader's lightsaber, the cowboy's red sashes and tombstone can attest to this. Even another non-believing doctor who sometimes served as the antagonist on a little show called Lost wore scarlet red in certain cast photos. So in 304, when Kevin first called Lori to say that he saw Evie in Australia, Lori was at her desk wearing red. Then at the library, Kevin called Lori again, and Lori was basking in the red glow of Radford's butchery where she was eating dinner with John. She was even wearing a partially red dress with red roses on it. And in 305, when Matt set forth on his mission to bring his Messiah back to Miracle, Lori crashed the party, throwing a potential wrench into his plans. But guess what Lori was wearing? A scarlet red turtleneck. But all of this leads us back to one of the series' primary themes, divinity or madness. Is Kevin a prophet who can communicate with the beyond, perhaps even travel to it? Or is he mentally ill like his father per Lori's diagnosis? Again, Matt didn't want Lori going to Australia. Matt was concerned that Lori would get in the way of what he was trying to accomplish with Kevin. Matt knew that Lori did not share his belief that Kevin was a messiah-type figure, something John and Michael also believed. And that was quickly reconfirmed on the plane ride to Australia. Later on the boat, Michael tried to convince Matt that Lori's desire to help makes her a disciple of Kevin's, just like they are. However, when Lori told Matt that she'd go along with his quote-unquote better story, they just went at it again on the deck of the boat. So per Michael's point about all of them being disciples, including Lori, we have to remind ourselves of what we know about the disciples of Christ. Disciples were considered followers or students of Christ, while apostles were disciples that set forth on missions while relaying the message of Jesus. So because of the Book of Kevin, one could say that Matt, John, and Michael are apostles on a mission. And since Lori is going on this mission, she's considered a part of this, even though Matt doesn't consider her a part of this. The 12 apostles were supposed to be those closest to Jesus, which is why they were with him at the end of his life. And Lori is certainly close to Kevin. However, we also know that Jesus was betrayed by one of his apostles. So all signs point to Lori as being this year's antagonist, since she believes Kevin is crazy, not divine. So the question now is, how far will Lori go to interfere with Matt's plans to bring Kevin back to Miracle? Will she try to get Kevin institutionalized? And what is the status of Matt's faith after David Burton put him through the ringer? Well, that's it for this week's Leftovers Thought of the Week. Find more of me, Brian Davids, on Twitter at BDF331, as well as FilmSchlubsPodcast.com or wherever podcasts are found. Next week, I'll be releasing an interview with Tom Perata, the novelist and co-creator behind The Leftovers. Well, until then, I'm Brian Davids, and thank you for listening.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.